The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avery Lewis from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is Alicia Keys sits before us as a grown woman, and she says it feels damn good. Keys wants every one of us to have this feeling because, according to her, it's the century of the woman. Just one look at her receipts and it's clear that the 21st century has been hers. Her debut album, Songs in a Minor, solidified her as a Grammy Award-winning artist in 2001. Sending her home with 5 wins, including Best New Artist, Keys was also warming up. From there, she went on to rack up another 10 Grammys and a spot in Billboard's history books as the number one R&B hip-hop artist in the aughts. Her creativity hasn't been limited to songwriting and performing. Between acting, producing, and being a judge on The Voice, she's been a tireless advocate for people with HIV and AIDS through her nonprofit, Keep a Child Alive, and an avid supporter of the arts through her work with the Gordon Parks Foundation. Now at 38, there's new music on the way, as well as an autobiography on Oprah Winfrey's publishing imprint, an Oprah book. The memoir is aptly titled More Myself, a journey because Keys has become a woman whose evolution knows no bounds. For some time, she's spoken to our hearts through song and given us a soundtrack to the moments in our lives. Who hasn't blushed at the thought of a teenage love affair? When was the last time you felt on fire? In 2014, Keys became relatable and inspiring in a new way, blending a family with grace. She and her husband, Swiss Beats, wed in 2010 and have 2 beautiful sons, Egypt Kasim, 8, and Genesis, 4. Beats also has son Kasim Dean Jr., 12, and ex-wife Mashonda Tyfree. Although Keys kept her personal life private for years, initially Tyfree was not so quiet about the hurdles they faced while merging families. After 6 years of everyone untangling raw emotions in group therapy and meditation, co-parenting has taken a turn for the better. Keys even wrote the foreword for Tyfree's book, Blend, The Secret to Co-Parenting and Creating a Balanced Family, published last year. And in a Good Morning America interview, the two women referred to each other as life partners. Keys is clearly past the drama, which is evident in the way she shines as a wife and mom. Settling into the seat of womanhood will do that. It's about knowing your path, your purpose, Keys says. It's knowing when to say, this is no longer for me, and claiming the power to search for what is. This is Alicia to meet her still damp after her cover shoot in New York City's West Village. Gone are the lavender gowns and Cheyenne Kimura beaded head wraps. Yes, she's barefaced. Why should she put on anything that would dim this grown woman glow? Sitting down for her Yes Girl podcast interview with host Corey Maury and Charlie Penn, Keys is unfiltered about her journey, the way Switz loves her, and the joy she's constantly discovering. Penn, just sitting here with you, it appears that when it comes to good vibes and sincere personality, you are everything your fans imagine to be. Alicia Keys says, that's one of the biggest, most beautiful honors that a person can give. You know, when a person says, you are how I imagined you to be, That's a real thing because, first of all, there's a lot of fake stuff. But when you meet somebody you adore, they have the energy you imagined. It just feels really good. So I know that feeling. Murray, when you hosted the 2019 Grammy Awards, one of the few women to do so in the first in 14 years, you brought Michelle Obama, Jada Pinkett Smith, Jennifer Lopez, and Lady Gaga on stage. It was powerful. Keys said, I'm like still bugging at the fact that even happened at all. It was such a beautiful moment, and what I really wanted to represent there was sisterhood. We're so powerful together, and especially right now. It is the century of the woman. It is the millennium of the woman, and we know that it's time for us to occupy all the spaces we are meant to occupy. I really want it to be that loud and clear. Pen, it's important to support our sisters, but we don't always get that in our 20s and definitely not in our teens. Things often truly come together in our 30s. Alicia, when did you realize you were a grown ASS woman? Keys said, the thing that comes to mind is when I gave birth to Egypt, my first son. I went to visit my mama and my auntie, who has known my mother for a billion years. I was introducing her to the baby, and I'll never forget the first thing she said to me. Oh, you got your big girl panties on now. She was right. Prior to that moment, I would have definitely not had my big girl panties on. I remember it was like a real transition. I was raised by my mother. She is a single mom, and she's a badass woman. She is so strong. I don't even know how she's as strong as she is, and I'm so proud of her. I'm proud of what she's given to me, and she has always kept it 100% funky with me. She gave me a certain sense of groundedness that stuck with me my whole life. Pen, so your credit, your attitude of gratitude to your humble beginnings? Keys says, I was always very humble. I've actually had to learn now not to confuse humility with not valuing my own worth, to be honest. That's been a process through my 20s and 30s. Really recognizing that humility or modesty can sometimes be a cover-up for self-worth issues. You've got to be careful because you have to make sure that you're demanding what you deserve. You could easily say, no, I'm good. I don't need much. I'm simple, and that's cool. There's nothing wrong with being simple or not overdoing it, but you do have to hold a certain standard for yourself or else people will just treat you any type of way. Murray, yes, it's imperative that a woman we demand, excuse me, yes, it's imperative that as women we demand what we need and not ever be afraid to ask. Someone I respect told me recently, you need to complain more. Keys said, yes, and it's okay. I think we have to come to an understanding that it's okay to state what you need and state your piece and be clear. Because if you don't know what you need, you're not able to say it. You'll never get it. That's been a deep, beautiful process for me. But going back to what my mother did give me, I just have to always be able to be what I believe is just cool. Man, because everything doesn't have to be so damn dramatic all the time either. Things can just be cool. So I'm blessed for that. Murray, you've already accomplished so much in this lifetime. What are your current dreams? Keys says, first, I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy. Like for real, like spirituality healthy, emotionally healthy. I want my family to be healthy. I want to be ingrained in all of us. Our power and richness and potential. I really want that in the same way I want to feel fulfilled. Not because I have a lot of things or because something went the way I wished it would, but because I'm genuinely fulfilled. That's a big wish for me. I want to keep growing. I want to explore the crevices and the places I haven't yet. You've got to try these things and see what they're going to bring you. And one of the things I like to, one of the things I talk to my son a lot about is really like, if the energy is not right, go away. Just because it's someone you love or just because it's someone you're supposed to be cool with, if it's not an inviting energy for you, don't be there. Pen, once you've interviewed Halle Berry on our podcast, and she told us her secret to happiness is that the minute something makes her unhappy, she cuts it out of her life. It sounds like you subscribe to that too. Keys responds, if something makes me uncomfortable, I don't do it. Yes, it literally is that simple. We truly overcomplicate most everything. But it goes back to that grown-up woman stuff. My time is valuable, okay? If it's not returned, nah, I'm good. When the weight on my back is so heavy and I'm like, why is this weight on my back? Like, why did I choose to pick this person up and carry them? And they're just officially dead weight. You've got to let them off and be like, you go in that lane. I'm going over there. That's my lane. Pen, becoming a wife and a mother can awaken different parts of us. What did it teach you about yourself? Keys responds, man, becoming a wife and a mother, specifically a mother, really taught me so much. I remember clearly wanting to remove the negative energy around me quickly. And prior to that, I didn't feel so drawn to do that for myself. But doing it for this new soul made sense to me. And then that evolved into realizing that if it's not really feeling the right thing for me, hence what Halle Berry was saying, if it's not feeling really good, I'm not going to do that. I used to say yes to everything. I think I started to learn about boundaries for myself and creating space for myself and allowing there to be an ending. I started to understand the difference of, like, if it's not flowing, go back tomorrow. It's okay. You don't have to force it. Murray, what role has Swiss played in that? Keys responds, Swiss is a very spontaneous spirit and soul. I think he gave me a lot of that intel, too. I was like, oh, I can go to dinner. Let's go to dinner. Yeah, I can stop and go to dinner. It was that type of awakening, which sounds kind of ridiculous now to me, but I didn't understand boundaries. I didn't understand how to claim my own space. And now as a mom, I also understand that as much as I love my babies, they're so amazing and I really do want to spend every minute with them, but I also know that I have to have space for myself too. I've got to tell them, I love you so much. I know you want me to do this with you right now, but what I need to do is to take a nap or read a book or have some quiet time because I've done everything you've asked me to do and I need a little space now. So it's cool. That is probably my biggest lesson. Just doing what feels really good. Like I know right away if it feels like I want to leave for it. Do I want to leave for a whole week and have to figure out who's going to make sure my kids are good and make sure everything is running while I go do it? Does it really feel like it's important? Because if it is, I'm going. And my kids will say, you got to go to work again? Like they say to every mom. And I'll say, yeah, we got to bring light to the world, you know? Pen, it's also inspiring the way you two have worked to blend your family successfully. Keys. Thank you. We are a beautiful blended family. I'm super proud of all of us. I think one of the things that we talk about a lot is just we're so quick to find negative in everything. We're so quick to just latch onto it and hold on to it and never let it go. And it's really beautiful thing to see the opposite side of that and to witness it in a genuine way and experience it. I think we just don't get to see enough of it, and there's plenty of it. There are plenty of people who have new families and are then able to bring their entire families together. Whatever's natural, you know, it's just a natural vibe. You can go to each other and actually create sisterhood, create understanding. I just don't think we get to see it a lot, or at least is not featured even in the media. You do something super positive, and the media's not paying attention to that. It's wild, whack. We are really proud of it. Our kids are flourishing, they're beautiful, and it's constant process for us. We talk, we support one another, we build. Sometimes we're like, man, what about this? Did you? How are you handling this? How are you handling that over there? Is that going to like this? You know, and we're connecting. So it's a beautiful thing. Pen, it seems like a healing kind of love for you. Keys responds, absolutely. Because, you know, obviously relationships take work. All relationships do. You know what I mean? And when you want it, and you want to do the work, you can. So it's a beautiful thing. And I'm definitely, definitely proud of where we are and where we're going, you know? Our kids are dope. Pen, what other sides of Alicia will we get to know better with your upcoming new music? Keys responds, the most powerful thing is that I'm getting to know myself, and I am loving every side of myself. I'm not so quick to be concerned about the fact that this part is a little bit jagged or rugged, or this part might be a little bit, you know, super raw, or this part might be a little bit down or sad. I don't have to pretend like I'm not all those things. I don't have to be in a perfect mood or do all the right things. I can just be off, and I can also be my greatest self. I can be the mixed up emotions that we all are. So I'm just loving getting to know all of me and then being able to express that in these different musical facets. I would never have been able to do it before now because I didn't have the big girl panties on the way that they are on now, securely now. I'm allowed to have cute panties and not so cute panties, whatever. I'm just being good with that. Penn and Murray, with being a grown ass woman. Keys, being grown. The next article, Grenadian Girl. Actress Amanda Seals hosts NBC's new comedy competition series, Bring the Funny, transforms the season's dreamiest sartorial finds into stunning reality. As we traverse the Spice Island, her mother's homeland, we left pieces of our hearts at every stop along the way. Next article, The Cool Girl's Guide to Africa. There has never been a better time to travel to the motherland, and the continent is more than ready to welcome you. This year marks the 400th anniversary of the start of the slave trade in West Africa to America, and Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, is telling survivors of the descendants, black people of the diaspora, to come home. Travel to the continent has reached a fever pitch, so now it's time to go. The year of return, as it has affectionately been dubbed, has already turned Africa into the biggest homecoming party for diasporans, plus cultural juggernauts like the release of Marvel's Black Panther, the global rise of Afrobeats, and homegrown festivals like Afropunk have many wanting their own authentic taste of the motherland. Founder of Tastemakers Africa, we are moving beyond the academic talented 10th as the only black people visiting Africa, and more toward Africa being aspirational for the masses, says Robinson. You're seeing a contemporary resurgence of the idea of black unity that obviously involves visiting the continent. This idea of a unification of blackness and black curiosity is really dominating how people are making decisions, and travel is a natural extension of that. Breathtaking Instagram photos don't hurt either. The old stereotype of Africa being a dark, mysterious place has been replaced with lush landscapes, bustling metropolises, vibey culture, exquisite food, and a medley of beautiful people with an exuberant taste for life. So, you're ready to catch a flight to the continent but have no clue where to go? We tapped a few of Africa's hippest influencers for intel on what's litty in their city. Whether you're visiting for the first time or can't find room for another passport stamp, these authorities offer up their best bets for when you finally do go home. The first country in Africa that they're highlighting is Kenya. It's a destination on almost every traveler's vision board. This East African hub is known for its pristine white sand beaches and impressive safari landscapes. And let's not forget the capital, Nairobi, which is one of the most cosmopolitan cities in Africa. Joy Kendai, fashion and lifestyle blogger and vlogger. Known for her signature buzz cut, Nairobi-based Kendi can be spotted at some of the city's most exclusive events. Part of her charm is her ability to bring touches of her country's rich heritage to modern style. If you don't have time to head to our expansive game reserve, visiting Giraffe, the Giraffe Center, a nonprofit organization that protects our highly endangered giraffes. A place to eat called Mama Rocks Gourmet Burgers. My favorite is the Nollywood Burger Spice in Paprika. Places to shop, the Designer Studio. This store at Two Rivers Mall is a place to find amazing pieces by local designers. You should stay at the Hemingways. This five-star boutique hotel in the Karen neighborhood has great food and a fabulous ambiance. Patricia Kiharo, who is a singer and actress. Kiharo is the girl to know. Her friendships with Kenya's elite make her the perfect person to guide you through the country. You must see Sunset Dhow Cruise in Lama. A cruise through the mangrove channels while sipping wine and watching the stars appear as the sun goes down. A place to eat, Peponi Hotel. This place has great seafood and the mojitos are the bomb. The place to shop, Safari Doctor's Shop. This store carries local artwork, oils, and clothes, with proceeds going to local health services. You should stay at the Sheila House. Lamu is full of stunning beachfront villas. My favorite is the Sheila House. Nigeria. Its influence on the African diaspora is unmatched, and Lagos is the heartbeat of that influence. The country's biggest cultural exports, Afrobeat, Nollywood, and Jollof rice, only give you a glimpse into this fast-paced, expansive nation. If you're careful, bustling Niaja will leave you behind. Juliet Olin Pinkun, political event strategist. By day, she works with some of the country's biggest political kingpins, but most Nigerians know the style queen as Julie's, from her popular love from Julie's Instagram page. You should see Nike Century Art and Culture in Lagos. It's one of the largest art galleries in West Africa that showcases local art and culture. Places to eat, Nori. This restaurant is located on Victorian Island and offers fine French cuisine with best oysters. Shop Alera, carrying brands from across Africa. This eclectic boutique will have something you have never seen before. You should stay at the George. It's luxurious, accessible, and extremely safe. Next, Lisa Folewio is a designer. She spends her days traversing world's fashion capitals. But when home in Lagos, the jet setter knows exactly where to go to have a great time. You should see the Terra Culture in Lagos. For the best dramatic and musical stage performances, African literature, and Nigerian food, this center is a must. You should eat at Nuke by Alero. They serve delicious African fusion cuisine and Iwudo, a traditional Yoruba dish. You should shop at the Temple Muse. This lifestyle concept store carries cool Nigerian fashion and art. Try its new drink, Pedro's, a distilled palm wine fondly called Ogogoro by locals. You should stay at the Wheat Baker. If you're looking for a quiet and private place to stay, this is it. The suites are comfortable and the Sunday brunch is very popular. South Africa. Mulali is a makeup artist and YouTuber. Whether gracing magazine covers or flexing her brand ambassador muscles, Naidami has taken her YouTube channel to new heights while maintaining her cool college girl vibe. You must see Soweto. Explore the township to get a taste of South African culture and history, and for a breathtaking view of Johannesburg, go bungee jumping. You should eat at Saint Restaurant in Johannesburg. Experience memorable dining, a bustling bar, and great music. You should shop at Sandton City in Johannesburg also. This is my go-to shopping mall. It offers everything from entertainment to cool restaurants and shops for every need and budget. We shall continue the articles about different countries in Africa to visit. At this point, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you have enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis and reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. And this podcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.